So Sony has completely destroyed Bungie in record time. Apparently, they have to take a $765 million impairment loss due to the underperformance of Bungie, thanks in part to Destiny 2 being a huge failure, Marathon being a huge failure, the lack of Halo, obviously, and just mismanagement across the board. So we're going to take a look at this. $765 million. That's almost $1 billion impairment charge, because they have really dropped the ball with the ownership of this company. And I don't even know what Bungie is anymore. I mean, at some point, I think Sony is just going to roll a bunch of these studios together under one umbrella and be like, hey, we're the Sony Game Studio or whatever they were going to do. I don't know. Marathon, I've heard mixed things about. I know they actually were advertising it pretty heavily. I saw ads on TV, which I was shocked. But the reception has not been very good. The visual style is really cool, but they stole it from somebody. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's really a mixed bag. So let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe. Go out to more, M-O-R-E dot clownfishtv.com. That's more clownfishtv.com for more Clownfish TV. For less than the cost of a super chat, you can get access to our paywalled content and podcasts and posts over there. Thank you so much for the support for our reefers for making these episodes possible. So here we go. This is coming from IGN. Sony reports $765 million impairment due to underperformance of Marathon developer Bungie. Sony has reported a $765 million impairment loss due to the underperformance of Bungie during its last financial year. PlayStation owner bought Bungie, the original creator of Halo, in early 2022 in a deal valued at $3.6 billion. So they're taking a tax incentive, basically, an impairment charge, and for like, what, a quarter of the value of what they paid for it? Because it's been a massive failure for them. The studio has struggled financially since then, with Destiny 2 failing to do the business and its new game Marathon having a hard time breaking out. As a result, Sony has admitted the acquisition has yet to pay off, resulting in these impairment charges. They really fuck this up. I mean, Bungie without Halo is pretty much worthless. Anyway, I mean, let's be real. That's what made the company, right? Now, I liked Bungie before it was cool. I actually, the very first Bungie game I ever played was Myth the Fallen Lords. I had it for my Mac because there weren't a whole lot of games for Mac back in the day. And I had a 3D FX card, and I was completely blown away by Myth the Fallen Lords. And unfortunately, we've never had another Myth game. I don't know if I'd want a Myth game now, not from this version of Bungie anyway. Due to the financial year ending on March 31st, Sony's game and network services segment, of which PlayStation is part of, suffered a 120 billion yen loss impairment charge against Bungie's asset. Sony has already reported a 31.5 billion yen, $204 million impairment charge as a result of Destiny 2's underperformance. So they're basically piece by piece just kind of writing off Bungie, because it is a huge failure. I mean, this was a poor acquisition. It's now reported another 88.6 billion yen, 565 million impairment charge during the fourth quarter is coming. Wow. Hardcore extraction shooter Marathon launched early March and within the last fiscal year, and crucially within the quarter in which Sony reported the additional $88.6 billion impairment charge, or yen impairment charge against Bungie. Marathon reportedly had a budget of more than $250 million and has failed to meet sales expectations. That is actually the biggest problem in AAA gaming right now, is they're spending so much money on these games that nobody wants. And, you know, meanwhile, you've got Ark Raiders. I don't know how much Ark Raiders cost, but I'm sure it was a fraction of Marathon, and it was pretty well regarded. And there's so many games like this. And the one thing Marathon had going for it was the visual style, which I love. I mean, it looks like Reboot almost. Very, very 90s. Very, kind of reminds me of Wipeout for the PlayStation. But they stole the visuals from other artists, and they didn't give them credit until they were forced to. So that definitely was a black mark. But, I mean, had they not done that, it's a cool-looking game. It really is. Bungie has repeatedly said that while Marathon has a steep learning curve, over time recovering from a bad loss gets easier. But then Marathon's recently launched raid-like experience, Cryo Archive, doubled down on the ultra-hardcore experience. They should just Fortnite it. With several requirements you needed to meet in order to access it. Let's see. Former professional Counter-Strike player Shroud has said that while Cryo Archive offers an incredible experience, it's too difficult for casuals. Speaking in a recent stream, the influential gamer said, Cryo Archive is insane. It's the most elaborate extraction shooter map I've ever seen in a game ever. The loop that they made is truly something special. The problem is it too elaborate? Is it too complex? Is it too much of a grind? Is your 9-to-5 grandma and grandpa going to be able to do it? No. No, probably not. Which, I mean, I can, you know, definitely recognize the value in games for gamers. But I think any more, you know, when you're competing in such a crowded space with first-person shooters, you need to be able to bring in the casuals, too. And that's what Fortnite, I think, has done very successfully, is bringing in the casuals. But this one, it's just a weird thing. I mean, this might be one of those games where it's like a gamer's game, but it's not going to have a lot of commercial success. And again, that doesn't mean that the game itself is bad. It just means that this was not the most commercially viable way to go about it, right? Where does Bungie go from here? Marathon is far from a Concord-style live service disaster, but it's clear Bungie needs to do something to increase sales. Making it easier may not be enough. During investor-focused Q&A, Sony Chief Financial Officer Lin Tao indicated the company will stick with Marathon in a bid to grow the user base. In our studio business, earnings from Bungie's title portfolio did not meet our expectations, so we downwardly revised our business plan. Player reception to Marathon is strong, with the game receiving a Metacritic score of 82 and more than 90% of the player reviews on Steam being positive. So that's actually a good sign. It's not like people are looking at this game being like, yeah, this is complete dog shit. But it's not doing well financially, and that's the problem, right? I was thinking about this the other day. I had a video pop up, and it was talking about Street Fighter 3, and apparently there's a whole generation of Street Fighter players, current year Street Fighter players, who don't remember what an effing disaster Street Fighter 3 was when it hit the arcades. The original one, not the second or third revision, but the original version of Street Fighter 3 was talked about, and people wanted a Street Fighter 3 when Street Fighter 2 was the hottest thing in the arcades, and we got Alpha instead, which a lot of people kind of took as like a third Street Fighter game. I like the Alpha series quite a bit, actually. Alpha 2 might be my favorite fighting game of all time. But Street Fighter 3 came out, and by the time it came out, it was the late 90s, and everybody had kind of moved on to 3D, and it was gorgeous. I mean, it was a gorgeous game. It was the best 2D sprite work Capcom had ever done, but it was weird as fuck. I mean, it only had two characters, Ken and Ryu from the original Street Fighter. You know, Chun-Li didn't show up until third strike, I think. But it was a huge failure. It really was. Nobody was playing Street Fighter 3 that I can remember at the arcades I went to. Everybody was playing, like, they moved on to Tekken. They moved on to Virtual Fighter. They moved on to, you know, Soul Calibur, all these other games. And people misremember that because they seem to think it was like, oh, that game was a huge hit. And it's widely regarded now as, especially Third Strike, as being probably the best 2D fighter ever. And probably because of the memes and all that. But at the time, it was a massive financial failure. And it felt like Capcom was kind of distancing itself from Street Fighter 3. Because when 4 came out, they just kind of skipped over most of the characters from 3. And they went back in time and made a sequel to 2. Because that's how much of a disaster 3 was. But now, in retrospect, you know, 30 years later, whatever, it actually is considered a phenomenal fighting game. At least Third Strike is. You know, so, I mean, sometimes when things are commercial failures, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily bad. It just means that they're, you know, sometimes they're ahead of the curve. Sometimes they just cost too much. You know what I'm saying? Speed Racer, another one of my favorite anime movies. And I went to go see it in the theater last week. And it was a massive, massive failure at the box office. But the movie still holds up. It actually, I think, hits harder now than it did then, because nothing like it has been produced since that movie was made, probably because it was a huge failure, but it was really, really well done. And it might be a case of, you know, games like this, some of these games actually are pretty good, but because of the cost and the economics and players just being kind of over it, they're going to fail. And there's not enough room for everybody. And again, I'll give them props for the visuals. I haven't played the game, but the visuals are really cool. But there's so many other problems with Bungie. So Bungie's dragging down Sony's financial performance for the year. Sales for the game and network service segment were essentially flat, and operating income was up 12%. Looking ahead, Sony expects its current financial year to end with a flat opening operating income due to the incorporation of an increase in investments for the next generation platform. So that means PlayStation 6, probably. We plan to base our PS5 hardware sales in fiscal year 26 on the volume of memory we can procure at reasonable prices, and we expect hardware profitability to be essentially the same. So I think we're it feels like the video game console industry is kind of flatlining across the board. I don't know. A lot of people going back to retro games, a lot of people going to PC. We'll see what happens. I mean, the Steam Machine could come out. It could be a massive success, and that's just kind of what everybody's playing too. And they're going to have to compete with that, remember. But there it is. It is dead weight for Sony at this point. A huge, huge failure for them, the acquisition of Bungie. I don't even know where they go from here. Probably just wind it down and just absorb the titles and, you know, wait about 10 years and try again. I don't know. Gonna wrap it up. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.